At the Minnesota Farm Fest 2018, I'm Mark Dorenkamp, joined by Congressman Colin Peterson. Congressman Peterson, I wanted to come back to some comments you made during the congressional forum this afternoon, having to do with the $12 billion trade aid package proposal from the Trump administration. And it sounds like you have some specifics on the proposal, but you're not maybe at liberty to talk about them. What can you tell us about it?
Well, what they're trying to do is determine how much each sector was damaged by this. And that's not an easy thing to do. So they're trying to isolate, you know, how much soybeans, how much hogs, so forth. And then they had an all-day meeting, and they went over all of this, and they came up with some ideas about how to do this, and that's what I can't talk about specifically. But this is tough to do. For soybeans, for example, I was with a guy this weekend who forward contracted his entire crop, big farmer, $10.50 a bushel. So is that guy going to get a payment, you know, as opposed to the guy that's selling for $8? I mean, there's issues like that. I think there are going to be a lot of controversy. You know, this would be much better put into the farm bill on a permanent basis and raise the target prices or whatever to give a better safety net, you know, long term. I think that would be a much better idea. The other thing I'm worried about is that we've spent a lot of time getting rid of ad hoc bailouts, and we finally have pretty much gotten rid of them, you know, because of crop insurance and so forth. And now, are we going to set a precedent? Are people going to expect that we're going to have an ad hoc bailout for not only trade, but weather, or whatever? We don't want to go back to those days. So I'm concerned about it. And Pat Roberts and I both, when we heard this, said we both did not like this idea. You know, he's in the Senate, I'm in the House, but he and I have been through the wars, and we've seen this show before. You know?
Based on what you know about the proposal, then, any inkling towards a timeline, right? What producers should expect?
They're going to announce this. At that time, they were trying to announce it by the 15th of August. I think I might have slipped a little bit. Now they're talking about by the 1st of September. And then they're going to try to have a sign-up in a couple weeks. And then, you know, that's a pretty tight timeline. And then they're going to pay half of it in September or October. And then half of it in November or something. That's what they were talking about. Now, that could change. But like I said, they had spent all day before I met with him for breakfast with Johansson, you know, the economist. And it was preliminary. But so I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure this is a good idea, but they're going to do what they're going to do.
Last thing for you, Congressman, the Farm Bill, and with the conference committee getting together, the House and Senate versions far apart on nutrition in particular, how do you see that playing out here in the weeks and months to come?
Well, it's up to the chairman. You know, I support what the Senate's doing. He doesn't. So there's three against one. And the question is, you know, either he's going to come our way or there's not going to be a bill. So it's in his court. You know, so I got criticized today for my not talking to him. I'm not the one that didn't talk. He's the one that didn't talk. He said, I can't negotiate. Well, you know, so his negotiation is my way or the highway? That doesn't work. You know, so, I mean, it's in his court. And, you know, I think the best we can do is give him some window dressing so he can go back and say he got something that really isn't real. But, you know, he got himself in this corner, and I've been trying to help him get out of it, but he doesn't want to listen. So,
in addition to SNAP, what other areas of the Farm Bill do you think will see the most divisiveness?
Conservation. Because they got rid of CSP, and because they let me write the CRP title, I stayed out of the rest of it. And there's people here in Minnesota that don't like what they've done, and around the country. It's going to be tough to work out. And then they took a bunch of cotton money, and they spent it on renewable energy stuff that he's against, Conaway. So that's going to be an issue. But that's more of a, I'm not really involved in that directly, so it's not going to be easy, but it can get done. It's just people are going to have to compromise. And
done by September 30th?
That's what we're going to try to do.
Congressman, thanks for your time.
Right, thank you.